can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
Welcome to America's Money Program. This is Money Talk, and it is great to have you with us. We have a great guest segment coming up. Please stay with us for that. It will be a very, very timely guest appearance today, given all that's going on out there. Let's take a look at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street. What will investors be looking at? Well, on Monday, they'll be looking at a couple of indexes coming up. The Purchasing Managers Index comes out on Monday, and that's for services. And that services index is estimated at 55.9. That would be up nicely from 53.3 in the prior reading. Now, remember, readings above 50 are expansionary. They're in the positive side of things. We'll also get the ISM non-manufacturing index. Once again, that's a services index. Comes out Monday morning, estimated at 58.8. Last reading was 59.9. Readings above 50 are expansionary. Both of those are expected to be in solid expansionary territory. On Wednesday, we'll get the employment report, the ADP employment report. Automatic Data Processing is the company behind that. That is a national employment report. And what they do is they compute it from a subset of ADP records representing about 400,000 U.S. business clients and about 23 million U.S. employees who work in the private industrial sector. So it's pretty broad-based. It's estimating, consensus-wise, 203,000 new jobs. And if that happens, then the labor market will tighten further, as it has been tightening. We'll be talking to our guest about that also. On Friday, we get the employment situation from the Labor Department. They're estimating, consensus-wise, 205,000 new jobs in the Labor Department report on Friday. So these two reports are very, very close in the 203, 205 area, hundreds of thousands. And 205,000 versus 203,000. We'll get that report on Friday morning. And unemployment rate is estimated to drop to 4.0. Right now it's at 4.1. Either reading is full employment plus. Generally, full employment is about 4.5. So we've gone through that, and the labor market is tightening, and we'll have to keep an eye on that because that can be something that can raise future inflation. We'll be getting all of that this week, along with the update on jobless claims Thursday, which are estimated at 220,000. These reflect the layoffs, of course, versus 210,000 the prior week. I mean, we're talking about readings last week that go back to the 1960s. Think about that. Back to the 1960s. And we've had three consecutive years now. I mean, we've had like 150 weeks in a row, something like that, where the jobless claims number has been extremely low. And obviously that is the reason that we have seen a steady growth in new jobs. When the jobless claims are low, the new jobs do very, very nicely, and that's exactly what we've seen happen. I want to talk with our guest about what's going on in the tightening labor market. We're going to talk to our guest about trade policy, and we're very fortunate to have him with us. I'll tell you more about it when we return on Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Credit products are made by Webex. Rates and terms
presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh, hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Oh, why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating.
Oh.
I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen.
Oh.
No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Oh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
Oh. The squeaky toy.
Oh. Hmm.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time, compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh.
Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating.
Ooh.
I had to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen.
Ooh.
No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
Ah. The squeaky toy.
Oh. Hmm.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/view for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/view. That's match.com/view. Match.com/view.
Dr. Peter Fields is both an MD and a chiropractor and is an expert in regenerative orthopedics. It's a pleasure to welcome him to KABC.
Thanks, Doug.
Is stem cell therapy a non-surgical alternative to joint replacement?
Absolutely. Stem cell therapy helps people avoid total joint replacements and the complications that are associated with it. At OrthoRegen, we use the gold standard for stem cell therapy. We take stem cells from your bone marrow and fat, as well as platelets from your blood, to help grow new cartilage in your knee, hip, or shoulder. We also treat the outside of your joint so the entire joint is repaired and can function well again. In addition, stem cells can repair backs and necks. If you have been told that you have bone on bone, no more cartilage, or need your joint replaced, then stem cell therapy might be for you. Remember, once surgery is done, it can never be undone.
If you want to avoid surgery on your joints or spine, call Dr. Fields at 310-453-1234. That's 310-453-1234. And on the web at drfields.com. That's drfields.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys,
this
may be...
He is also a fellow in the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. He is also a research associate of the National Bureau of Economic Research. He is also a fellow of the Econometric Society and formerly on President Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors back in the day. Larry, thank you for joining us. It is great and timely to have you with us.
Well, great to be back with you, Bob.
Larry, I can't imagine a more timely booking than you today with what's going on since Thursday. I'd like to get your reaction, and I realize it's just talk right now. Your reaction to these proposed new tariffs?
Well, you know, if there was a decent basis, if there was some real good reason for this, it would be one thing. But what it is the president, you know, has his points of view, which have no real connection to the economic facts or what economists as a group think is the case. You know, the case is that our share of well, production of steel is 5%. Our share of aluminum production is also quite low compared to where it was. We used to produce 25% of the world's steel back in 1975. Now, you know, we produce a whole lot less of the world's output of furniture than we did back in 1975, and also of clothes and all kinds of products that we now import, because the rest of the world has become closer because of transportation costs have declined, communication costs have declined, and integration of trade. So lots of reasons why we're not producing steel. He's going to put us into a really large trade war, because the Chinese, the Europeans, and the British, and the Canadians and other countries are all going to retaliate. And then he's going to retaliate yet again to show he's even more macho. And we're going to get, you know, potentially into a 1930 situation when we put on tariffs in the middle of the Great Depression, the beginning of the Great Depression, on 20,000 products. And within 3 years, our exports were 60% lower than they were initially. And so I wrote a piece today in Forbes. It's called, can a unilateral economic trade war lead to impeachment? Because I think this is, you know, potentially an impeachable offense. I think that's crazy. Crimes and misdemeanors can include misuse of assets, and the U.S. economy is our major asset. It can also include just, you know, irresponsible acts, and this is starting a trade war in the middle of no, you know, for no good reason is an irresponsible act.
Well, obviously the president has a different point of view, Larry, as you know. In fact, he put up a message on his Twitter account this weekend. I'll just quote it. It's very short. Trade wars are good and easy to win, unquote. Your reaction?
Yeah, this is just another one of his stupid statements he makes. And the man is really mentally ill, as far as I can tell, on so many different, you know, just in general. I don't need to go through everything that everybody else knows about his mental state, but the statements he makes like that are reckless, dangerous for our country, for its future. Nobody would listen to them for even 2 seconds if he weren't the President of the United States and in a position to actually engage in reckless moves that would lead us to a trade war. But nobody wins from a trade war. You know, they're going to put tariffs up on products that we make, starting with blue jeans, denim, and some other things, and we're going to retaliate, and then they're going to retaliate. They could easily say that Boeing Airlines is, in effect, being subsidized. They don't have to have any firm reasons, since Trump doesn't have any firm evidence to support his views about steel or aluminum. They can just make it up, say, we're going to put a big tariff on U.S. aircraft. We're the biggest aircraft maker in the world. And, you know, within a few years, Boeing can be out of business. You know, we're only 15% of the world's GDP, the world's economy. So the world can actually operate without us. We cannot operate without the rest of the world. So this is really, I think, virtually any economist worth his salt, and that does not include Peter Navarro, who's the president's economist on trade, would say this is absolutely crazy. This is just really totally insane.
Our guest is Lawrence Kotlikoff. Larry is professor of economics at Boston University and the author of several outstanding books on economics-related topics. I did not ever meet Wilbur Ross. I don't know Wilbur Ross. I know he's Secretary of Commerce. I know he was on national TV Friday holding up a can of soup, telling people that basically, this was much ado about nothing, and we're not really talking about any major change here of any sort. The man is Secretary of Commerce. I'd like to get your reaction.
Well, if he had any integrity, he would resign. This is as anti-commerce as you could possibly get. You know, we have a big problem in our country that we have a lot of low-wage workers who haven't gotten pay raises that are significant for decades, and some of them lost their job in steel, and some lost in aluminum, and some in printing, and some in journalism. You know, all kinds of people have been put out of work by foreign competition and by robots, automation. It's a very tough market, global marketplace. And I feel for, you know, American workers. I think that if I were, you know, 20 years from now, professors like me probably won't have jobs because we'll be outsourced ourselves by online education. So we're in this tough situation, but to say that we need to go back to 1950 and produce a quarter of the world's steel, it's just not connecting to the realities of how things are changing. What we need to do is better educate our children, and so that they're in a position to compete in the world economy. Do you know we're something like 30th in the ranking of countries in expenditure on early education? Most economists now believe that education should start, public education should start at age 3, and we're starting at age 5 or 6. All these other countries, you know, including Mexico, are starting around age 3. So if we just look around the world and what other countries are doing, we're falling behind. We have, in China, nobody uses cash or credit cards anymore. They use cell phones to buy everything. And so they're much more advanced in some ways than we are technologically speaking at this point. And that just happened over a couple of years. So we have to get our act together. There's so many things the president could put his focus on that actually would help, not what he's doing.
The voice of Boston University economics professor Lawrence Kutlikoff here on Money Talk. We'll be taking your calls shortly at 1-800-934-2221. Earlier today, Larry, we had a caller who asked a good question, which was, how should the United States handle countries that do place tariffs on products? What kind of a response should the United States have for that? I mentioned, of course, the World Trade Organization. What would your thoughts be on a question like that?
I agree 100%. The World Trade Organization is the proper forum. If Trump had taken a case to the World Trade Organization on aluminum and steel, and they had adjudicated that the other countries were engaged in unfair practices, that would have justified our making a move to raise tariffs, the World Trade Organization would have penalized the countries who were engaging in the offense. But that didn't happen. So he's kind of doing an extrajudicial, act here. He's going above and beyond the international trade law. And this could lead to our expulsion from the World Trade Organization, or it could just lead to a breakdown of the World Trade Organization's, really remarkable achievements that they've gotten the world to integrate. And trade helps everybody. Just imagine we had tariffs that Massachusetts could put up against other states in the country. For example, we'd have a tariff against mangoes that we import from, or maybe avocados that we bring in from California. And then California would put tariffs up on maple syrup coming from Massachusetts. And, you know, in the limit, we have no trade between states. And then you could think about, well, what about tariffs between cities? And what about tariffs between neighborhoods within cities or between neighbors across down the block from each other? In the end, you're back to subsistence living, you know, where everybody has to make their own shoes and their own clothes and their own, grow their own food. And, of course, that's going to lead to caveman lifestyle. So all you have to do is take his crazy notions to the limit, and you see that if he came out and said in a speech, here's the 5 things or the 10 things that China and Canada and the UK and the European Union have done to illegally to affect our trade and our production of our competition, our ability to compete in steel, and that they're all subsidizing their steel industries, and the World Trade Organization hasn't recognized it, and the World Trade Organization is rigged, and he actually gave us some facts, then we could discuss the facts and collectively decide whether he's right on this, and then he can get some consensus behind his move. But the way he presented this, it's just like, I'm Donald Trump, I'm smarter than anybody else, I want to be king for life. He just congratulated the Chinese Prime Minister for becoming, in effect, a dictator forever. you thought that was a great idea. Well, this is not the America we know. This is a man who's got fantasies of being Hitler or Mussolini or Stalin or Putin. This is a man that is very dangerous, and I think the sooner we get rid of him, the better. And I think that irrational acts like this are grounds for impeachment.
It was interesting to me that the topic of intellectual property has not been mentioned. I mean, I think it's fair to say that China is the number one global thief of intellectual property. I mean, if you wanted to really have a beef with China, you could really easily have one over their theft, a continuing theft of intellectual property. We haven't heard anything. We haven't heard anything about that. I mean, they're talking steel and aluminum, and yet here's this 800-pound parakeet in the corner. Intellectual property, which China is stealing every day, hasn't been mentioned.
Right. You're right. And if, I don't know if that situation has gotten worse or better, or whether they've Chinese have come around. And, you know, you could say, well, look, we're retaliating in this area because of intellectual property, and the World Trade Organization is substantiated. But that's not the context here. The context is I, Donald Trump, know better than anybody else, and I, therefore, am going to start a trade war out of the blue, and then do it in a way that will surely antagonize the other countries. They're already saying that they're going to put on countervailing tariffs. You know, I've got China, which is our major exporter to us of steel. China is going to get her, I mean, sorry, not China, Canada.
Canada.
We're importing more steel from Canada than anywhere else. And Canada, it's not like we're running any kind of a trade deficit with Canada. Even if it were, that would not be a cause for putting on tariffs with Canada. But we're actually running a trade surplus with Canada. So Trump, in his mind, in his Trump world, thinks that trade deficits are bad. But, you know, I run a trade deficit with my barber every month, and he runs a trade surplus with somebody, or a trade deficit with somebody else, like the local food store. We're all running trade deficits and surpluses. That's the nature of trade.
Right.
So we can't start attacking our barber.
Right.
And Canada, you know, is not exactly exploiting the situation here in terms of...
No, they're a staunch ally. We'll return with Lawrence Kotlikoff. 1-800-934-2221. Your calls for Larry when we return.
This
message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
Saturday mornings at 7, backed by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Rob Marinko. An almost day-long sigler brought about by a deadly, fiery crash of a vehicle into a mobile home in Gardena was finally canceled tonight. That crash happened about 11:40 last night. Another violent crash happened in Palmdale tonight. It injured four people. It was a head-on collision on West Elizabeth Lake Road. And filmmaker Jordan Peele said tonight he's seeing a black renaissance in film backstage at the Dolby Theater after winning an original screenplay Oscar for Get Out, a horror thriller that serves up social commentary on race and racism. The KBC SoCal weather forecast, lows in the 40s and 50s overnight, more sunshine, breezy for the next couple of days with highs in the 60s and 70s. Right now it's 51 in Reseda, 55 in Buena Park, and 54 in downtown L.A. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Rob Marinko, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Hi, everyone. Lou Manfredini here with another House Smarts Minute. Want to add security to your home and never get locked out? Consider installing an electronic keypad lock. These systems use no keys, only a code that can be programmed with up to 20 different combinations. So you, your children, even the babysitter can get into and out of your home without ever having to use a key. You'll find them at better hardware stores for around $100. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com.
Do you love to play free poker? Do you love animals? Well, I'm here to let you know that KABC has teamed up with MyGameRoom.com and GreaterGood.org to offer you free poker online and a great way to help rescue pets. All you have to do is go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and register with your email, and you'll help support rescue animals. That's right. Register your email and support these rescue pets. Play free poker online while listening to KABC. Just click the poker tab at KABC.com, brought to you by MyGameRoom.com and GreaterGood.org.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh. What are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
Ah. The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel any time. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
Studies show if you sleep next to someone who snores, you could be losing an hour of sleep every night. I'm Trina Webster, and I don't have that problem anymore.
I'm Dan Webster. We're the founders of ZQuiet.
We know how snoring can turn your sweet dreams into a nightmare of shoving, poking, and morning frustration.
Not to mention those dreaded trips to the couch in the middle of the night.
Snoring was a real problem for us.
I tried everything, even surgery, but nothing worked.
That's when we developed an amazing solution called ZQuiet.
ZQuiet is easy to use and works immediately so you can sleep comfortably without making a sound. Just pop it in before you sleep and kick snoring out of bed forever.
Millions of people are sleeping better every night thanks to ZQuiet. So if better sleep is one of your goals, go to GetZQuiet.com.
Get $20 off the regular price when you text BED to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text BED to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com and get $20 off today.
Border to border in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. 1-800-934-2221. We are taking your calls for our guest, Lawrence Kotlikoff, economics professor, Boston University, formerly on President Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors back in the day. Larry, before we get to our busy call board, which is lighting up like a Christmas tree in March, I want to just get you to please comment, share your wisdom, if you will, on what happened after the Tariff Act of 1930 was signed into law under President Hoover. I know it was an unmitigated disaster. I know it contributed to the Great Depression's depth. I'd like your comments.
Well, what we had over the next 3 years, the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act was passed in 1930. Over the next 3 years, trade declined by 60%. Our exports 3 years later in 33 were 60% lower. Our imports were 61% lower. So because other countries around the world retaliated and we had a global trade war, we put tariffs on 20,000 products in that act of Congress. this was another Republican brainstorm. I mean, since then, Republicans have been free traders, but now we have a president who's acting quite differently. The other thing that happened is there was a major impetus to the financial crisis that took place over the period 29 through 33. By 33, a third of U.S. banks had failed. Well, in 1931, thanks in large part to Smoot-Hawley, that act, that tariff act, the Credit Anstalt Bank in Austria collapsed. It was, I think, the largest bank in Austria. That produced a big shockwave through the international financial system and contributed to a financial crisis in the U.S. So we can expect, if this thing goes the way I worry that it will go, what President Trump has just done, we'll see retaliatory tariffs. He'll retaliate. Then there'll be another stage of retaliation. And then the markets will go crazy. The stock market will drop dramatically. Interest rates will go up. And then you can start to see financial companies that have been banking on low interest rates have been investing in long-term securities that pay a low nominal amount. And if interest rates jump up, then the value of those assets will drop dramatically, and they can get into trouble, notwithstanding these so-called stress tests that we've been having. So this could be why do you do this? Why do you, out of the blue, decide to put, I mean, yes, President Trump has campaigned on the idea that he was going to put on tariffs and that we were engaged in unfair, that our trade partners were unfair. But you got to love him insofar as he's sticking to his campaign promises. But they were stupid to begin with, and people didn't vote for him just for, to do that. He can get by into the future without doing something that's outright stupid, and it's very damaging to the country and could lead to a financial crisis as big as 2008.
Our guest is Lawrence Gottlikoff, economics professor at Boston University. We're taking your calls on the toll-free line. Let's go out to Chicagoland right now. Stan, you are on and talking directly with Larry.
Yeah, Bob. The steel mill in the past, the reason we lost a lot of jobs back in the 70s and 80s wasn't because we couldn't produce enough steel. We overproduced. And the reason that China got a bunch of our market was because they dumped unfairly. So what about that point?
Larry, it's for you.
Yeah, if they dumped unfairly, and, I think that case has been made over the years, the place to take that case is the World Trade Organization. It's not to, out of the blue, claim that... That compared to the last 3 or 4 years, or even the last 10 years, they've been engaged in more unfair practice. So all of a sudden, we have to put a 25% tariff on steel imports. That's a very high tariff. It's not a trivial matter to be taxing into 25%. So, I'm not an expert. I'll have to, confess that I'm not an expert on the whole history of steel production in different parts of the world and whether the Chinese engage in unfair practices historically. I believe there have been some cases that were brought, and we may have won some. We have had, I think, some trade, some tariffs and some restrictions on foreign steel in the past. But what I'm concerned about is the way this whole thing is happening. It's one thing to say, things have changed, the behavior's gotten worse, or it wasn't taken care of. There's got to be some justification that connects to economics that goes beyond saying trade wars are good, we can win this war, and if anybody retaliates, we're going to stop importing cars from, if the Europeans retaliate, we're going to stop importing all cars, all Volkswagens and Mercedes and all cars from Europe. That's what he said. And furthermore, our country needs to have steel for defense. Well, I don't know how many of our jet planes are built out of steel these days as opposed to some plastic substance. If there's a grounds for it, you make the case. You don't do something that looks like you're making a decision because you're Donald Trump and you know better than everybody else, and then you antagonize people in the way you do it, and not people, foreign countries, to the point where they have no alternative because of their public reaction than to retaliate. The way he's done this makes the trade war almost guaranteed.
Now, the Prime Minister of Canada, Prime Minister Trudeau, has made a comment, or his government has made a comment this weekend, and this is a country not only an incredibly staunch ally of the United States, but in addition to that, a country that exports a lot of steel and aluminum to the United States. The last number I saw was 43% of our aluminum comes from Canada. Canada has always been a massive producer of aluminum. Trudeau, this weekend, or his government, has said that for the United States to use a national defense argument against Canadian exports is ridiculous. What say you?
Yes, I mean, Canada's fought with us in two world wars, in many UN actions, sanctioned actions, in Afghanistan, I believe, and the Gulf War, and, you know, they're about as close an ally as we could possibly have. Our defense and their defense are the same thing. So we've got plenty of steel production available right next door. If we can't figure out how to produce steel at as cheap a price as the Canadians, well, that's our problem. That's not the Canadians' problem. You know, every company, think about all the construction workers who are going to be put out of work because the construction companies are going to have to buy steel at a higher price. You know, it's true that Trump is going to help certain workers in the steel and aluminum industry. He's going to hurt other workers throughout the economy. So that hasn't been thought through, too. He did not say publicly this is going to benefit, you know, we're going to get more jobs out of this on net, and this is going to benefit Americans on net, let alone the redistribution across different types of people. What about that? That's a major issue. Why should we be putting some people out of work in order to put other people into work? Where's the fairness there? So there's so many questions raised by this. But yeah, Canada is our ally, and if he doesn't recognize that, the man is really mentally ill. It's time for him to go, and it's time for Congress to stand up and say, we've had enough, enough is enough. The combination of all the things he's been engaged in, including obstruction of justice, it's time for him to go, so we're going to just get rid of him. We'll impeach him, and that'll be that.
All right, let's go out to Louisiana. Bob, you are on the line speaking with Larry Kotlikoff. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, and I appreciate you taking my call. There's a few points I would need to make. One is the baked in United States environmental costs that virtually the rest of the world does not have. And we need to have strategic core manufacturing capabilities in the States, such as tool and die making and other things. If we outsource everything that's strategic, we have a very long reaction time if we need those scale base, because they'll be gone.
Bob, thanks for calling. That's a point I've heard a number of times, the idea, well, the countries in the United States, they have to deal with all this regulation, environmental regulation and other types of regulation that other countries don't have to deal with, and that runs up the cost of manufacturing. Of course, that would be an argument for making U.S. manufacturing less competitive, which it certainly has become in recent decades. What say you?
Well, you look at Europe, they're able to operate and grow, and their productivity, their real wages are advancing in certain, you know, like Germany or Scandinavian countries with very tight environmental regulations. We can't continue to destroy the planet and have sea levels go up, 3 feet over the course of the rest of the century and put most of 275 million people
periodically underwater. We just saw what happened this week in Boston. I'm speaking to you from Boston, where we had a good part of the city of Boston underwater and closed off because of tidal flooding. As for strategically important materials and products that we should make sure that we can produce or get access to, I agree with that. Nobody, I don't think, would disagree. So what you do is you really, if you're really concerned about that, you put together a commission of military experts and industrialists and say, here's the case. Here's the argument. What I'm concerned about is not so much the action, although I think it is very significant to put a 25% tax on steel. I think that's a real big tariff. It's not a minor thing. But it's the manner in which this whole thing has gone down. It's the antagonism that he's showing towards other, and the contempt he's showing for countries like Canada, the European Union, China. They are going to retaliate. And we are going to see next week, this week, we're going to see responses. And we're not going to like them. Our different industries in our country, they're going to start laying off workers because they won't be able to sell their stuff abroad. So, you know, it's one thing to do this in the context of having a rational argument and making the case and using the WTO and staying within the international norms. It's another to have a wild man running the country who pronounces from one minute to the next that we're going to have a trade war. You know, just because he likes to do it, because he likes to shake things up. Well, let him shake things up in private life. Let him go back to New York. Let's get rid of him because he's way too dangerous for our country. I think it's time for us to recognize that and just impeach him and get rid of him.
Karen's on the line, listening to the Talk Monster, KKOB Radio Albuquerque. Karen, you're on with Professor Kotlikoff. Go ahead.
Professor, you made a comment in the beginning that China is not using currency to buy things. They're using their cell phones. Well, we use our cell phones, too, to buy things, but we do use fiat currency. Did you mean they're using digital assets? How soon will we be using the Hyperledger? And when we begin to use the Hyperledger, how are they going to take our fiat currency and turn it into digital assets? Would that be one-on-one? Will they take any currency that we might have not in the bank and give us one-on-one? Or what do you say?
So you're referring to what's called the distributed ledger, which is part of this Bitcoin technology that can lead to, in the future, to a different kind of banking world where people can transact peer-to-peer, person-to-person. So I and some other people potentially could make a loan to you, so you could buy a mortgage, buy a house, make a mortgage for you without going through the banking sector, so we can have banking without banks. That's probably going to come, and it might come sooner in China than in our country because China is able to innovate more rapidly than we are, actually, because they can get everybody collectively on the same page. So there's something about their autocracy, the way they dictate for people what's going to happen, that in some ways is more efficient in introducing new technology where you need to get everybody on the same page. So I have a grad student who's Chinese. I haven't been to China for a couple of years. I'm heading there in a month or so. But my grad student was just there over Christmas, and he said he spent a month there. He said there's nobody in the city of Beijing, which is an enormous city with population probably 20 million or something, that uses anything but their cell phone to buy anything. So the vendors on the street are selling whatever dumplings. They're in the informal sector. Even those people have been forced to get some kind of a device where they can scan somebody's or send a little, you know, laser to this person's cell phone so that they can charge that person for the dumplings. And, you know, so I see around the world technology being adopted much more rapidly. I'm concerned the U.S. is going to fall behind. I'm concerned we're falling behind on education, and our productivity growth has been very slow. You know, maybe it's going to increase thanks to the tax reform. I think the tax reform on balance was a good thing, although it wasn't what I would propose. But I think it will raise wages by about 5.5% through time. And I don't think it's as unfair. I think it's basically as progressive as the current system, as the prior tax system was. So I think that that was actually a decent move by Congress. I give it maybe a B minus for tax reform, which, you know, given the politicians what they're likely to do, that's a pretty high grade. But on these other areas, we should be thinking very carefully about keeping up or getting ahead. And that's what the president should be focused on, not on antagonizing our Canada, for God's sakes.
And it's always great to hear, to finish on a positive note, our guest, Lawrence Gottlieb, Boston University professor of economics. Larry, we can't thank you enough for taking time to join us today and sharing your thoughts on all of this. And we wish you continued success.
My pleasure. Anytime you like me, I'm all yours.
Thank you, Larry. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Attention car owners, you know, many of you tell me it's hard to find the time to sell your car, so you just take the trade-in value without checking out your other options like CarStub.com. CarStub.com is the new marketplace to sell a car, truck, van, or SUV hassle-free. CarStub.com's convenient service will send a friendly appraiser to your home or office and give you a free, no-obligation offer. You get more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassles of private party sales. CarStub.com makes selling a used vehicle easy, and they do all of the DMV paperwork. And if you need to upgrade to a new car, CarStub.com can help you with that, too. My friend Derek Emery, he's the owner. He's known as Sledgehammer Derek because he will buy any car, even if it's got dents in it. How much cash are you driving? Find out. Call 800-870-1841. That's 800-870-1841. Or submit your car for free at CarStub.com. Busy lives need convenience, so that's why you have to visit CarStub.com today. When you change your car, you change your luck, and you change your luck at CarStub.com. Check them out. Do it today.
Try now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 9595. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 9595. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 9595.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
A HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
This is Money Talk.
We are back on Money Talk. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue. Easily done. Go to the website homepage at bobbrinker.com. Just click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature. The March edition of the investment letter has just been published. It's available online for subscriber access at bobbrinker.com. While you are checking out the website, you can check out information on Money Talk On Demand, because you can download our broadcast to your computer, download to your smartphone. And that is Money Talk On Demand. The investment talk, of course, is year-round. That way you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at bobbrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. And that's all there is to it. It's as easy as all that. Well, we've certainly had a lot of fun here today and a lot of great callers. I want to thank all of our callers for their participation. And before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship Money Talk again today. Our program coordinator, Ravi Chandran, producer, Meredith Oakes, and technical director, Mr. Fred Bennett. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.